Dearly beloved brethren, grace and peace unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father is blessed. Isn't that wonderful? He blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm in Christ Jesus. Every time we speak by the Spirit of God, which is to speak in tongues, we worship Him truly in the Spirit, and the Father seeks such to worship Him. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, and it's been coming ever since Adam's fall, the loss of the Spirit, and God's promise of the seed of the woman, God poured out His Spirit to whosoever would come. In Christ, He forgave us our sins and gave us the gift of His Holy Spirit. The gift of the Holy Spirit is the divine nature. It's the birth from above. Now we are begotten of our Father's seed, of His Spirit. Like any other child, we have the ability of our Father's seed. It enables us to do His will, to manifest His ability for divine profit. The profit falls into three categories of life: worship, both private and public, information, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, and the power to apply the information He reveals to us. Believing, miracles, and gifts of healing. As the Lord Jesus said, "The works I do, you shall do, and greater than these, because I go to the Father." He told His disciples before He ascended into the heavens that shortly they would receive the promise of the Father, which was to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and that they would be endued with power from on high, so they could be witnesses unto Him unto the ends of the earth. Christianity is about the Holy Spirit that the Lord Jesus Christ came to make available to the church. Everything you receive as a Christian, you receive the moment you confess Jesus as your Lord and believe that God raised Him from the dead. At that moment, you're saved. That means that you're made whole, body, soul, and now you have the Spirit of God. You're sealed for eternal life. You are enabled with the gift of Holy Spirit. You receive all the rights that every child of God receives. You enjoy every privilege that standing affords you as God's child. It's all yours. The moment you receive the birth from above, the birth of the Spirit, that's what makes you His. You are begotten of the Spirit of God, and all of this is part of the new birth package. You are completely, completely complete, absolutely complete in Christ. You are filled to the full. The birth of the Spirit of God, the birth from above, is why we have the hope of obtaining the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. We will acquire the full reality, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ when He returns for us and gathers us into the heavenly realm. We will inherit new glorious bodies like His glorious body, bodies that will never die again. Beloved, this is true Christianity. The Christianity that Christ came to make available to whosoever will come. He didn't come to establish a new religion. He came to make a family relationship available between Almighty God as our Father and us. It's all about receiving the Spirit of your Father and learning how to walk by it, how to operate it for divine profit, to be witnesses unto Christ until the Father sends Him to gather us together and receive us up into glory. Rejoice, beloved. Rejoice that our Father called you, saved you, redeemed you, made you righteous, forgave you, sanctified you, that He so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son for you. He must think you're truly special to go to such great lengths to prepare you to be able to live with Him for eternity. You are truly his dearly beloved. Rejoice forevermore.